Y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Happy New Year and ending the 12 days of Christmas edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and that's where you can find Jude Ponton's wonderful sound attunement for All Wonderful Things in the year 2025. It's like a 10-minute sound. Video and it's just wonderful. And so you could use that to listen to anytime you want to bring some, you know, good energy and New Year's into your life. Like I said, you find that on Facebook, either Martha Norwalk's Animal World, or I put it on my personal Facebook page as well, Martha Norwalk. Alrighty then, it is the first Sunday of January 2025, and that means here on Animal World, it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And next up, joining us as usual from Help Animals India, chief cook and bottle washer, founder, all that good stuff, Eileen Weintraub is here. Good morning and Happy New Year, Eileen.
Hey, Happy New Year. Happy 2025.
All righty. So how's the new year going for you so far?
Okay, well, first, just with a rewind, I just wanted to tell you about New Year's Eve. Nothing astounding, but I had a lot of fun because I was texting people in India, and were saying, "Oh, it's still 2024 here. How's 2025? Is it okay?" Because they're 12 and a half hours ahead of us.
Well, so they're 12 and a half hours ahead of us, or
they're ahead of us. So it was already 2025 for a couple of hours in India. It was
gotcha.
It was their New Year's morning. So,
all right.
So they were already in 2025.
Gotcha. So, that's amazing. 12 hours ahead. Okay.
12 and a half.
All right.
Daylight savings is 13 and a half. But it's really easy because you're not, if you have to correspond with China or Australia, or even Europe, you have to count out 8, 9,
right.
16, whatever. It's just, it's a flat 12. So it's always been, for my work day, I have the morning and it's their evening, and then I have the daytime to go out and, do things, I need to, and they're, asleep by then, maybe, some of them. I'm sure you get emails and texts from people at all sorts of hours.
Right,
why aren't they asleep,
All right, so if anybody is just tuning in for hasn't heard us talking with you before, why don't you give us a lowdown on what is Help Animals India?
Okay, well, just a little history. I'm an animal rescuer from a young age, as a teenager, and we had street animals back then in Brooklyn, New York, and parts of the U.S. that still have them, and, dogs running around, and, of course, there's many, many stray cats. And so I started helping the local animals, and it was really hard. Your neighbors, your family, people didn't understand, don't touch them, they're dirty, whatever. And so I struggled. And then I got involved in animal rescue here in our area for many years and supported all the wonderful groups as I could. But then when I started going to India, I said, oh, no, these people need help. And, I related. Actually, right now we have this 19-year-old volunteer that I'm very helping a lot. And, you know, she's wonderful. Her whole life is about helping the animals. So just with some small amounts, we can give her a job. And the dollar is very strong, even stronger now than it was even last year. So, you know, for $100 a month, we can employ someone to do the work. Plus also set up the shelters and train the vets, because the vets, that's another situation. The schools for veterinary care is not very good. So India is a wonderful, wonderful place in many respects, but in other respects, they're about 100 years of their animal work is about 100 years, like we had it 100 years ago, so it's not very advanced.
Yeah, so I guess when you, growing up, you were doing rescue work, you know, locally around where you were, and that was frustrating. But when you visited India, it was like, oh my gosh, it's so much worse over here, that you felt your time was better spent organizing a way to help those animals in India.
Yes, and now, of course, back then, you know, you had to write letters by post, and a phone call was a big deal. But, you know, now with the all the ways we have to communicate and the ways we have to send money, you know, internationally. And, you know, we could, it's like it's almost next door. So it feels like sometimes.
It's much easier. So when did you originally begin Help Animals India?
Well, I started getting involved with India's animals in the mid-90s. And it's actually through the partner of Animals 24/7, not Beth, but the previous one, Animal People. And so through Merritt and Kim Bartlett back then. And so I started learning about the groups in the 90s, but I didn't actually go to India until 2003. And then I didn't start the charity 501c3 until 2008.
So it's been many years. So that would explain why it wasn't nearly as easy when you originally started, and why it has become, you know, much easier to communicate and all of that, because of course, all our technical skills have, you know, advanced so greatly. But now you said it's pretty easy to transfer money and do the communication that you need to and all of that. So you've got a pretty great system going. And I love Help Animals India because it isn't like you have one storefront, one place in India, and that's where Help Animals India is and what you do. You are able to spread the wealth around, in a manner of speaking, in that you can help and support all kinds of different local rescues and supporting different kinds of animals, because, you know, let's face it, India has a whole lot of other kinds of animals that we don't even have to deal with here in our country.
And they're all over the street, too.
Well, yeah, you said it was shocking to me to find out, 33 million street dogs? Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are making a huge difference. So you work with some rescuers and help the dogs, and then there's cats and monkeys and elephants and all kinds of things. So where do we want to start this month? Who do you want to talk to us about first?
I'd like to talk about the cats and the fact that some of the areas, the stray dogs, or we call them community dogs. Now, just to describe a community dog a little further, this dog might be fed outside, might live in front of a store, it might be part of a neighborhood, and the children accept the dog, but it's not owned individually, you know, with a leash and a collar, not walked. So these dogs have a right to life, and it's actually against the law to kill them. Not that that's always enforced. So India is very unique among many nations in that it has the philosophy of ahimsa, meaning ahimsa means harm, and A means not to harm. So it's basically a no-kill country, not that, you know, that's always...
Right. They're trying to practice a hymna, which is do no harm. Anyway.
And even if they don't practice it, people know that, that word, which is in it, really not the case in some other countries, you know. So, you know, you have that philosophy. So anyhow, so these dogs, they need to at least be rabies vaccinated, number one, and two, stay neutered. So, you know, you're not, you know, dealing with puppies all over the place. Anyhow, my point about the cats is in some areas the work is so effective, the dog population is lessening, but now the cats hadn't, on the street, hadn't had much of a chance because of all the dogs and monkeys and traffic, and so now there's more cats and people, you know, need a place to take them.
Now that the street population of dogs is slowly coming under control, now the cat, everybody's aware of the cats. And I think, boy, it's been quite an effort on your part to work with people over there and rescues and cats, because, you know, they kind of had to learn to deal with them, right? And I don't think they even knew how to spay and neuter or trap, neuter, release, and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, the vets, you know, it's not, India wasn't really a pet culture, you know.
Right.
So the vets, most of the vets, the government-trained vets, learned how to treat cows. And they didn't even know how to do proper dog, you know, the best technique for dogs spay and neuter. So they were learning that. But then the cats, they didn't know how to do that. And let's face it, I mean, cats have been around for, you know, millennia, and, you know, they haven't been spayed and neutered in there. So the vets had to be trained how to do that, and the people had to be trained how to catch cats. You know, that's the whole story. So we all know how.
You know, and I remember when us talking about it originally, when cats really came into the focus, and so forth. I mean, they couldn't even get, you know, humane traps over there to do trap, neuter, you know, return. I know that you've been shipping, you know,
true catch traps.
Yeah, and I know sometimes, you know, if you know somebody's traveling to India, you get them to take a crate, you know, a carrier or a trap with them over there.
And,
so
Amazon India was going to carry them, but then COVID came, and they were charging hundreds of dollars for one trap. And anyhow, some places were making them, but they were very clunky. And, you know, just to get people to use them properly. And then if you can't leave it even here, you know, when you trap a cat, you don't want to get a raccoon. So there's so many other animals.
Right.
So the best is to, you know, befriend the cat if they can. And I've been teaching, to get carriers, hard-sided carriers. That's something, you know, we have to get there also. And then I've been teaching what I call the dump method, where you if you get the cat kitty friendly, and then all of a sudden you just pick her up and turn the carrier on its side, so you just dump them in, because that's a lot easier than shoving them in. Have you tried the dump method?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in my years of being a vet tech, you know, and having to handle fractious kitties and so forth, that was always a technique. I'll tell you one technique that we used to use, you know, years ago for cats, and when crates weren't as available around here, would be a pillowcase. It's just, and some people still do that, put their cat in a pillowcase, you know, to take them off to the vet or wherever they have to take them.
Really? How do you tie the pillowcase?
Well, with whatever you got, you just put them in the pillowcase and, tie up the end, but
Okay.
they
All
can breathe
right.
through it. And anyway, pillowcases were used a lot, decades ago.
But
And I
Pat,
still,
probably not a true feral though. Probably wouldn't work.
well, I mean, it could work initially, maybe if you're capturing somebody, but I don't know. The pillowcase trick works really well, and I know a lot of people
Okay.
still do that.
Yeah, in India they use a net for the dog,
Nets.
long-handled nets. And I actually bought some of the first nets. They didn't know it because they were just using the hook, the neck hook and kind of a cruel method. So they're very skilled at using the net, and that can also be used for cats. But then you have to have somewhere to, dump this. You have to dump the net into the carrier quickly because you have to twirl the end of the net. But that does work. And then, so what we do have in India, very skilled dog catchers, and they can also use them for cats.
All right. And so now similar program going on in parts of India, like the trap neuter return for the cats over there.
Similar. It's just, mostly it's people's pets too. They don't have anywhere to bring them, it just gets people to care about the feral cats. That's very hard. So we're just starting with people's pets, basically. Someone gets a
All right.
cat and.
So it's important to remember when you're helping Help Animals India. Eileen has gotten real creative in how she helps and the organizations over there, because, like she said to start off with, it's kind of like they're 100 years behind, in dealing with, sort of domesticated animals and so forth. And there are a whole lot more people there, populations are more dense. And of course you got a lot, it's a different climate and a lot of different kind of animals. I'm looking at the clock right now, and so I think this is a good time for us to take care of advertisers, and then we will continue with Eileen and Help Animals India. We'll find out if there's any more to report in the dog and cat department, but we also got to find out how are the elephants doing in the new year and everything else that's going on in India. So stay right where you are. Eileen will stay with us, and more from Help Animals India straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
All right, we are milking it as long as we can. That's our last Sunday with the Jingle Cats, other than current events and so forth, for until we get to the holiday season of 2025. So it'll be a ways away, but I sure do love them. Alrighty, we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements. Check them out online. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins I've ever found, and so popular. NuPro Nuggets, they call them, and the best skin and hair coat supplement for dogs. If you got a shedding breed and you want to keep the hair on their body and not on your floor, NuPro is the way to go. Check them out online, NuProSupplements.com. If you can't find them in your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And, of course, you know that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. Work with people privately in their homes. Help get the dog under control and set them up for a lifetime of success. I typically only have to see my clients once and give free phone follow-up privileges once I'm done. And I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their dog friends, tell them to call me. Write down my number, 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. All righty, we are in the middle of a conversation with Eileen Weintraub from Help Animals India. Good morning again, Eileen.
Good morning, Martha.
So, what else do we need to know about going on with those animals over in India?
Well, I'm actually very grateful that there's been no big disasters so far this fall season, because, you know, last year there was an earthquake and, you know, they had flooding, you know, from the monsoon.
Yeah.
But no big cyclones, you know, very destructive. And so, you know, it's kind of scary in this world. You know, you just don't know when it's going to affect. Oh, my God, how did I forget? Well, Kathmandu was flooded badly.
Right.
So we had to help all the shelters there rebuild. And I'm still getting photos of mud all over. And, you know, they had to transfer the animals out and then transfer them back in. So they're still working hard on that. And, you know, we get many inquiries every day for help. I only named it Help Animals India so people in the U.S. would know what we did. But, you know, they write to us and, I found a dog, you know, whatever, and can you come and get it? You know,
wow.
Even though it says all over our contact page, we're a grant giving agency.
Right.
Search for your local group. We give them all the links. But we do have on our contact page, they have to at least say where they're located, because you don't want to the first email back, oh, where are you? You know,
right.
and their phone numbers, because in India, they do a call up. So, you know, we'll just forward it to their local group. And there's groups all over. Not all of them are the greatest ones, but there are a lot of, welfare groups, you know, just like in this country, maybe not as many, but
right.
In every city, there'll be something, even if it's, you know.
Yeah, so that's what's really nice about how you're not restricted to one area or one cause or one kind of animal. You are helping all over the country and with all different
and
kinds of animals.
Yeah, and Nepal too. But you know, we do have our main project, and I was there last 2 years ago, and that's in one of the most ancient cities of the world. It's called Varanasi, And it's very, very spiritual place with lots of temples and lots of animals needing help. So that's, you know, the main place that we are funding. And, you know, we do hundreds of dogs a month there and a lot of rescue and some monkeys and some cats. But so you were asking about elephants?
I was going to say, so Varanasi is where you do the concentrated amount of work and help. Where are the elephants located?
The elephants are in the southern state of Karnataka. Maybe people have heard of the city of Bangalore. It's a big IT city. But it's about 2 hours from there. So, but, you know, I just wanted to mention that there's actually still over 30,000 elephants in India.
Wow.
But 100 years ago, there were 100,000.
So
the human population has, you know, gone up by 10 times, but the elephant population has gone down by a third, or two-thirds.
Wow.
So there's about 30,000, and then there's about 2,000, they estimate, in captivity. So these are the elephants that are not very happy, and the cultures are changing slowly, like I mentioned, the robotic elephant instead of...
Yeah, and you sent me, I mean, some great photographs, because that's one of the ways that when you said how many elephants are in captivity, I think the biggest reason I think they are in captivity, is that they're used by the temples.
Because they represent the elephant god.
Ganesh is the elephant god that a lot of people are familiar with. And so you'll see little Ganesh statues and stuff all over the place.
Right. Well, it's not just a god for the elephants. He has an elephant head. Ganesh.
Yeah, yeah. So, he has an elephant head. And so in reference to all of that, then often an elephant would be kept at a temple to do blessings for people.
Yeah.
But, you know, a life for an elephant at a temple isn't any better than any of the other captivity sort of situations, because they aren't allowed to do what they need to do, which is walk and walk and walk.
Well, it's worse because they're basically kept in one place all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah, but you sent me a picture and a little video thing. I mean, it's amazing they have created... I mean, I was blown away. The most amazing mechanical elephants that are like full size.
Yeah, well, and, it's like Disneyland.
Very realistic. And it sounds like they are being accepted. Slowly.
They're accepted, and it's not only for humane reasons. It saves the temple a lot of money having to feed a live elephant.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it would save them money and space and the care and all of that. And these elephants, the mechanical ones, look really cool and like elephants. So that just, I think, was a brilliant idea, whoever came up with that one.
Yeah. Well, that was actually a joint project with PETA India.
That's a good thing. And so because of that, you're able now, work with and support an elephant sanctuary.
Yes, well, we still have 6 elephants that need to be fed and taken care of and in a beautiful sanctuary, and they have acres and acres to roam, and I did visit there and was blessed to spend some time with the elephants. Not everyone elephant you can be around, you know, very close to.
Right.
It has to be a special elephant. And not too many years ago, there was a caretaker killed in our elephant sanctuary.
That was at the Tennessee sanctuary here in this country.
Yeah, you have to be careful. So they're very careful, you know, who they let to visit and, you know, how close you can get to the elephants. But these are all females. And they're you know, they're the ones that are usually kept in captivity because they're
right because the bull elephants or the male elephants have to be housed separately and can be quite aggressive, and they require a lot more
So anyhow, just to help protect, you know, the rest of the remaining population, and you have to build build fences to keep them out of the farmer's land, and because you know it can just devastate a farm.
Well, I'm wondering about that. Eileen, do you know, because you said there's still like 30,000 wild elephants, right?
Yeah.
In India.
Corridor.
Are they doing any, being any more successful in them being able to live harmoniously with those wild elephants the farmers and stuff?
A lot of work is going on. A lot of different groups help with that. And, you know, we just have a small effort of advocating as we can. You know, there might be court cases and they want to destroy an elephant because, you know, being too destructive. Or, you know, you talk about a dog that's, you know, that's causing problems. So
right.
There's a lot of work being done by many different groups to help protect the elephants. So that's ongoing. And,
So there's six of them now at this sanctuary
we have
support?
Room for eight. Another two, maybe we'll be getting soon. Another two ones. It takes a long time, all the proper paperwork and court cases and, you know,
So do you already know the two elephants that are going to come and you just didn't matter?
I'm not sure. I'm still waiting to hear. But, you know, you remember the whole deal with our woodland bark elephants and how complicated that was. So, you know, India is even more complicated a place.
Things go
slowly, you know, with an ancient culture. But, so they have elephant corridors where, you know, they're supposedly safe. And, you know, that's how they travel around. And, you know, just work is done so that they don't have to cross train tracks and, you know, go through towns. And that's why it's very important to have the wild lands and, you know, places for them still to get the forest and that they need, not just the elephants, but many other animals. So, you know, we just do what we can in the cities. And we do support some wildlife rescue groups, you know, just like here. You have the cat and dog groups, and then you have the wildlife groups. So
right.
They're more specialized in, you know, rescuing the different kind of animals. And there are, you know, India is a subtropical place, so you have many more animals, you know, living there. And very varied and, you know, just a fantastic, fascinating place, but very busy and very, there's enough work for everyone to help.
All right. And, so what's the best way for us over here to help?
Well, if they go to the website, helpanimalsindia.org, and all you have to do is put in your email. You don't even have to put anything else. It's just the form comes up right away. And I just sent one email out at the end of the month of December. I'm not going to do any until end of February. So six emails a year. So then if I see someone local that signs up, I'm like, oh, it makes me so happy. So thank you, everyone. Just add your email. And, of course, with social media, Facebook, Instagram, I'm even still posting to X, you know, formerly Twitter, and YouTube. Almost every day we put something there. But that's not going to flood your inbox. So, you know, you can go there if you like to any of the social media. So, you know, you can see...
Yeah, that's the one thing you don't have to be concerned about, Eileen, flooding your email inbox, because she's very stingy with the emails she sends out. And like I said, the official newsletter is only every other month and so forth. But I think we'll make it a goal for 2025 that everyone listening to Animal World is at least on the mailing list for Help Animals India, so you're aware of what's going on. So that means write down the website, helpanimalsindia.org. It's pretty simple. One of the best websites I've ever seen. Eileen just does a phenomenal job of maintaining this website and all the stories and the photographs and everything. It's like being there. It's quite wonderful. And her newsletters and so forth are so informative. And you can really be on top of all of it. But let's have you go to helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter. And then Eileen will know that at least we're paying attention.
Yeah, thank you. And then if you can go further, it's only $20 to spay or neuter a dog or cat in India. How about that? So, you know, you can always sponsor that. You can donate one time or monthly, like Martha does very nicely. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. If I can figure out how to do a monthly donation online, you guys can figure it out too. It's not that hard to do. And amount.
Yeah. We even have our home address on our website for a check, and I was very brave to do that. But, you know, so far no one has turned up with a puppy outside our door, which would happen in India.
No, I think you have a cat sign on your door. You know, wayfaring cats, if they're orange, stop here.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we just rescued another cat. As I say, for the first time in my life, I am not finding cats that are, you know, starving and feral or whatever. You know, I know there are feral cats. I'm just finding them that don't have the best home and that show up like, oh, take me in. So, you know, we did rescue another cat. You know, they're eating somewhere. He's unneutered. Anyhow, he looks just like our other cat and that we rescued a few years ago, and they get along incredibly. And so someone said maybe they're related. You know, I could have the DNA done. But my joke is just because they're related doesn't mean they're going to get along.
Right, right. Exactly.
But they do get along. And then, you know, I'm on this local Facebook group because I'm posting. There's a three-legged cat running around the neighborhood, which would be quite normal in India, you know. But the cat obviously had operations. So it's not like, it's taken care of somewhere. But why, with coyotes running around, someone's letting a three-legged cat run around?
Oh, jeez.
So we have been watching out for this guy in the neighborhood. So anyhow, what my point is, for the first time in my life, I'm not finding, I'm just finding cats that don't have the best home. And everyone, please leave your cats inside. So.
But it's really neat, and you've got a great story because you have your first cat and the ones you have right now. It was an orange, a neutered male. That you'd had for quite a while, and then this other orange male cat showed up, and then we talked a little bit about that. But you were able to eventually the cat just started coming in for food,
he doesn't want to go out ever again.
Right, that often happens, you know, with ferals or cats outside. Once they come inside and realize what a cush deal they've got, it's like, thank you very much. I'm not going out again. The wonderful situation was that your original orange boy and this new one get along great. And
well, he's
just
like
goes
shown
to
him all the ropes and showing him what to do and everything.
And that's just I'm always telling people as a behavior therapist, when it comes to cats, if you're going to have multiple cats, generally speaking, the best chances for a congenial group is to have neutered males.
They tend
to get along better than, so Same sex with cats is better. Usually with dogs, you want to have opposite sex if you're going to have more than one is better for relationships with. But cats, it's same sex. And the best are neutered males. Females will tolerate each other but don't generally bond as strongly as male to male. But I'm just delighted that it worked out so well. And these kitties you have two now, orange kitties, and they get along great. And your feral doesn't even want to go out anymore.
But the personalities are so different. The new one, we call him, like, his name is Petey, but he's like, do you remember Spanky and his gang? He's like a real little character. And he spends his whole life in the kitchen. And he'll eat anything, chips, you know, anything he likes to eat.
Wonderful.
Likes avocado, but he won't touch avocado. But anyhow, and he's just real character. You know, just real devious.
Well, thank you for all that you do. And I'm so glad he was able to move in. I've just looked at the clock. And unfortunately, we have to get cruising because I've got an update on
the... Okay, I just wanted to remind everyone that he wasn't using the litter box, but the other cat was coming by. So we did get the seal away plug-in, and it's working. So
wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay.
Excellent. That's super. Anyway, Eileen, thanks so much. And folks, it's helpanimalsindia.org. Please go to the website, sign up for the newsletter. And if you can make a little donation, any amount is appreciated. And especially if you can make it a monthly donation, the money goes so much farther in India, and consider it a personal favor to me. So Eileen, keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you again in February.
Thank you for the encouragement, Martha. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back with current events and an update on the bird flu and raw cat food and all that good stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
time for Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Jingle Cats until the next holiday season. All righty. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, neuroenergetic balancer, best practitioner, energy codes. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, and you can see her in person, or she can work with you remotely. She'll be in the studio next week with us for our Healing Sunday, doing free remote treatments for you human animals. But she also continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you on the air before, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session with her. So write this number down and call or text her if you'd like a free session. It's Linda Rasmussen, and the number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty then. It is just got a few minutes here to catch us up before we get to the top of the hour, and let's do a quick current events. Then, speaking of nothing new on current events. I think everybody's still gearing up for the new year, and no big events scheduled except the ones we have. Know that 2025 Furball Auction and Dinner, the annual fundraiser for Homeward Pet Adoption Center, will be on May 10th. So stay tuned for more details for that. And then also the annual Seattle Humane Fundraiser, Tuxes and Tails 2025, will be May 17th at the Fremont Studios, tuxesandtails.org, if you're interested. And if you have questions, you can email events@seattlehumane.org. But that basically is all we got for current events right now. And next week, of course, is our Healing Sunday with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. So please mark your calendars, plan to call in for free remote treatments. Now, with the time I've got left, I'll let you know. Last week, we did have to talk about, you know, the biggest thing going on right now for our animal friends around would be this bird flu. And lots going on because there was a recall of raw food from Northwest Naturals, and a recall of two batches of their raw turkey, I think, and because one cat had supposedly contracted the bird flu from the raw food. So, talking about it last week with Merritt and Beth from animals24-7.org. Their recommendation was, well, if you're feeding raw food, cook it. We don't really know what's going on. But anyway, I got going to talk with everybody. And I, of course, am a raw food feeder. And you know, my cats eat all raw food. So I have been in touch with, and I've been communicating all week with the owner, Jeff Hallett, of Natural Pet Pantry. Now, they are the local company. I've worked with this company and actually helped the first owner that created the Natural Pet Pantry raw food diets. I worked with her and continue to. And just so you know, my cats eat raw food, and they do eat the raw turkey cat food from Natural Pet Pantry. Now, I don't have Jeff on with us today because he really feels that he's not an expert and there's so much going on, they don't really know. But let me read you some of the information that I have. He says, lots going on in the news, a lot of misinformation out there. Natural Pet Pantry is closely monitoring the current avian flu situation. We certainly understand everyone's concern about this emerging virus and want you to feel confident confident our food is safe. The matter is taken very seriously by the entire food production industry. It can't be stressed enough that quality and safety begin with responsible sourcing from reputable suppliers. Natural Pet Pantry remains committed to using high-quality, safe ingredients that are sourced from producers that supply the human food chain. The meat we use in our recipes is the same as you find in restaurants and local grocery stores. We never compromise our sourcing. Now, we trust our suppliers and have no reason to believe there is an issue with our product. The recalled product was produced by Morash Meats in Portland. Natural Pet Pantry does not source any ingredients from Morash Meats. We have been in contact with all our poultry suppliers and have been assured that strict biosecurity protocols are being followed to prevent and test for highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI. The protocols followed by poultry producers have been designed in partnership with the USDA to aggressively address outbreaks when first detected, including aggressive culling of flocks. So that's kind of like the basics of what's going on right now. And I'll tell you that Natural Pet Pantry is the only raw food company that I buy from and I work with. They are local. I know them. I trust them and the quality of their food. I've been feeding their raw food since they started. A third owner so far, and I've worked with them all. And Jeff, I think, is one of the most responsible. And I'm very impressed with the way he's dealing with things. Now, last week kind of left you with, well, if you're feeding raw food and you're really concerned, just cook it. That still remains true. You can just cook the raw food because cooking the meat does take care of the virus and gets rid of it. But I will tell you personally, for me, now that I have communicated and I have several more pages of information from Jeff and what's going on, and he's going to keep me informed of what they're learning in the industry, but there's still a lot of unanswered questions here and a big concern of why only one cat, and it wasn't only an indoor cat, and was it really anyway. But I'll tell you, I trust Natural Pet Pantry. I trust their sourcing and I trust their food. So for me, I am okay feeding their food, and my cats are still eating their raw Natural Pet Pantry turkey cat food. Robbie is still getting the little bit of raw food that he gets. So it's not as big an issue for dogs. As you know, Merritt and Beth explained last week, they are scavengers and they eat all kinds of junk. So their intestinal tracts are set up to deal with a lot more yucky stuff than cats and humans and all that other sort of thing. But at any rate, I just want you to know that I am very comfortable. I can't speak for other companies because I don't have this kind of information and haven't grilled them inside out and upside down and backwards. But I feel comfortable with Natural Pet Pantry products, and I'm still feeding raw food, and I will continue to do that. So there you go. Nathan, did that make it clear?
Very clear.
Okie dokie. I think that's, I will keep you posted on whatever more we find out about this. And Jeff is going to keep me posted. But if you need raw food, you can trust. Now, they also make frozen home cooked diets, and you can find them in most pet stores that sell frozen food. And they also have a store in Kirkland and one in Burien. Naturalpetpantry.com would be the website. I think we are good with all of that. Now they also, even Natural Pet Pantry is saying if you're really concerned, and the biggest concern about the bird flu for apparently cats are receptive to this virus, is, you know, keep your cats indoors, because there can be exposure outdoors as well, because that's where all the birds are. And of course, we'll see if Merritt and Beth have anything new on the subject when we talk to them shortly after the top of the hour, and whether or not they've learned anything more about this. But otherwise, it's an ongoing thing. And if you see, you know, dead birds, especially flocks of birds or multiple birds dead, it's a good idea to report it and to be very careful in handling because humans are picking up the bird flu. And it's apparently a pretty serious flu for humans. We're getting pretty sick from this. So don't you see dead birds? Just don't go picking them up with your bare hands. You want to wear gloves and be careful. All righty then. So we are going to wind up hour number two, fire, and while we do that, we're going to one more time do the We Three Kings of Orient Are, because we are honoring, well, we're just milking the season as long as we can for the Jingle Cats, folks, but we are also honoring the season and the 12 days of Christmas, the last day being tomorrow. And that, of course, is when the wise men came with their gifts. And, of course, the Jingle Cats do a wonderful version of We Three Kings of Orient Are. So Nathan's suggestion, and I loved it. So we're going to play that for you over the top of the hour. And as I normally do, I'm going to energize up the Jingle Cats, the We Three Kings, for our spiritual energization for today and to get us started right on this week. And then when we come back, we are going to chat with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. So here we go with our yogi energization prayer. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and We Three Kings. Coming right up, and more with Merritt Beth Clifton after the top of the hour, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.